Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we were talking on marriage. We're talking about that this week on the Drivecast. And I want to read to you from Matthew 19, verses 3 through 6. It says, some Pharisees came to Jesus, Pharisees being some of the religious leaders. They came to test him. And they asked, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason? So the context of this question is that there was a debate going on at the time between two different schools of thought over the interpretation of this phrase, something indecent. Deuteronomy chapter 24, the law said that a man could divorce his wife if he found something indecent in her. And the conservative school of thought said that's referring to sexual immorality, that the only grounds for divorce would be sexual immorality under the Mosaic law. And there was another school of thought that said, no, that means pretty much anything. And we have real examples of this, like the wife burned the food and the husband would divorce her. So what was happening was wrong, right? Husbands were divorcing their wives for pretty much any and every reason. And Jesus, in his answer, as we're going to see, clearly stands up against that and reaffirms the sanctity of marriage and that, no, you can't just divorce your spouse for any and every reason. And specifically in this context, he's talking to the husbands, right? You guys cannot divorce your wives for any and every reason. But note what he says first. In the end, he says, right, therefore, let God, what God has joined together, let no one separate, in verse 6. But note how he answers their question. He says, haven't you read, he replied, that at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female? He's gone back to Genesis 1 and 2 here, and it says, and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. They ask about, hey, under what terms can we get out of marriage? What is a right or good reason to get divorced? And Jesus says, hey, let's talk about what marriage is supposed to be. Let's go back to the beginning and go over what this is all about in the first place. He reminds them that marriage is a covenant. When you step into that relationship, he says, those two people are becoming one. When you say yes to your spouse, right, on your wedding day, that shift has to happen. A mentoring couple of Morgan and I, as they told it to us when we were just getting newlyweds, they said, you guys are making the shift from me to we, right? It's no longer two, but it's one. You guys are a unit. It's a covenant with one another. And so he says the two become one flesh. And so God has done that. When you step into marriage, it's not just a social construct. It's God's idea. And he's bringing two people and bringing them together in a lifelong relationship. God doesn't bring Eve to Adam and say, you know, how about you guys live together and we'll see whether it works out or not. It's you two together for life in this covenant relationship with one another. And also in Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul quotes this same passage going back to Genesis 2 and sort of expands on this to talk about how the way a husband and wife relate to one another is a picture of the way Jesus and the church relate to one another. That the unity between a husband and a wife and the love and respect that's shown in the husband-wife relationship is a picture of the way that Jesus loves the church and the church follows Jesus. And he said it's literally a picture of the gospel, that marriage is this beautiful picture of the relationship of Jesus and his church, the unity of God with us as he has chosen us and loves us. And so I just want to reinforce, I mean, Jesus comes down clearly on the side of, no, this is lifelong. It's a covenant with one another. And I think when we think about this idea that marriage is a picture of the gospel, it's a picture of Jesus and his relationship to the church, this whole series we've been saying that the gospel impacts every relationship. And the reason that we covenant with our spouses, that we love them when it's hard, we love them when they don't deserve it, and certainly hoping that they will do the same for us, but the reason that we love when it's hard, love when they don't deserve it, is because that's what God has done for us through the life and death and resurrection of his son Jesus. Jesus loved us when we least deserved it. He loved us when we were at our worst. And he has called us, and God has called us and chosen us to be his own. And he saved us, and he does not cast us out. By grace through faith, we are united with him. That's the way that we are called to love our spouses and be in covenant relationship with them. Now, I know there's a million, right? Well, what if? What about this situation? What about this situation? I certainly don't have time to answer all of those in the drivecast. I would encourage you, right, if you're in a difficult situation, or you've been divorced and you're wondering, what does this mean for me? Or you're in a difficult place in marriage right now, reach out to your local pastoral staff or trusted Christian leader, right? Have those conversations in person. What I want to highlight today and land with is just Jesus reminding us, right? God has made the two one. Marriage is this beautiful picture of the gospel. And the way God has loved us unconditionally, we are called to love others unconditionally like he has loved us. And certainly that includes our spouses. And the husband-wife relationship is a unique picture of the gospel, of the way Christ loves his church, his bride. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank you for who you are. God, we love you. We thank you for the gift of marriage. Lord, it can be hard. It can be difficult. And Father, it is so worth it. And it is a gift to us. Help us, Father, in our marriages to love one another, to relate to one another the way you've called us to, as a picture, as an outflow of the gospel. We love you, Jesus. We pray it in your name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray for yourself.